This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Haffel. Denver officials have removed 16 large encampments from the city center, but some residents are concerned it's just dispersed people experiencing homelessness into smaller groups on the outskirts. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston says the city is adjusting its response.
We have different strategies. So a lot of these folks were doing what we called street to leasing programs, which is we bring them off of the street and put them directly into a leased apartment. Because oftentimes they might be more high functioning, they might be more solitary of an individual. They're not in a culture or climate of an encampment. But we are focusing on those folks. We're reaching out to them.
Johnston says finding temporary housing for fewer people at a time versus whole encampments is more sustainable for the city as it works to find and create affordable housing. Investigators in Jefferson County say the quarry fire was human-caused, and they're looking at possible arson. It appears the fire began on Deer Creek and switchbacks just above Grizzly Drive. So far, the fire is just 10% contained and has burned just under a square mile of land west of Chatfield State Park. The Boulder County Sheriff's Office has arrested a man in Castle Rock connected to another arson case. 26-year-old Luke Dalton Reinerson faces first-degree arson, second-degree burglary, and other charges. Surveillance video shows a man trying to light a fire on July 4th between Lyons and Allen's Park. Firefighters quickly contained that fire. Authorities do not believe Reinerson is connected to the wildfires currently burning in the state. There's a heat advisory beginning Sunday morning along the Northern Front Range. Temps will get up to 103 degrees in Denver, Boulder, Fort Collins, and Greeley. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.